Today, teachers from across the country are gathering in El Paso, Texas, to call for the closure of all federal detention centers housing immigrant children. The event, organized by the American Federation of Teachers Union, features presentations on a number of immigration-related topics. One educator from our region making the trip is Zeovadis Tavares Polanco, a fifth-grade educator in the dual language program at the Delaware Community School in the Albany City School District. Tavares Polanco, a first-generation American, has strong feelings about the parents and children that were separated at the border under the Trump administration. Over the summer, she joined an army of volunteers to translate for detained immigrants being held at the Albany County Jail. I spoke with Tavares Polanco on Friday afternoon, just hours after President Donald Trump announced he would declare a national emergency to build a wall on the southern border, skirting approval from Congress.
We already have a wall. We already have borders. At the end of the day, he can be amping up the security that we already have. The process of building that wall is not logistically sound and intelligent. But again, I'm not even worried about the wall. I'm worried about the misuse of money. That money is better placed in helping the children we have here. We have kids, American kids, in poverty. We should be helping their families. If we have money to build a wall that's going to crumble, because anything in nature will crumble with the seasons and everything else, why are we not helping feed our children? Why are we not getting the kids the education that they need? There is a better place to put that money. And that'll help America a lot more than an issue that's really not an emergency like he's trying to say it is. The numbers speak for themselves. The actual people crossing the border have actually decreased throughout the years, not increased. So it is really just wasting money that could service our people a lot better. You have people here that can't pay for their medication. Bring down the cost of medication. Why does an EpiPen cost $600? And we have children here that need it. We have kids that need insulin. They're having a hard time paying those bills. How about let's take care of the things that we have to take care of that are important, are emergencies, and not make one up.
Are you traveling down to El Paso with any other teachers that you're friends with or that you know? Or are you looking forward to seeing anybody, any familiar faces down there?
I'm hoping to see some familiar faces in there, but I'm also just happy to meet with other people that are also taking a physical stance. Because it's one thing to type about it, it's one thing to post about it, it's another thing to give your time and energy to be seen and be heard for something as important as this. And like I said, it should be a lot more people coming through because this is a very important issue. There's no words to describe the minute I heard this and I read this, the hurt that was in my heart. The fact that they are taking anybody's child and doing this to them is an atrocity. And this should have never happened. And I feel like every person, every American person in this country should be marching to their senators and their congressmen and their government and demanding that these children be returned and that there be policies in place so no one could ever do this again. And this is bigger than a wall. This is about humanity. We've done this before with the Japanese when we put them in camps. We've done this again. We're taking people's children and putting them in cages. There's no justification. You can't justify that under any humanity. It's zero. It's inhumane. I'm sorry. I get really upset, and I'm just.
No, but I think
we protest outside. I mean, yeah. Albany and the Times in front of the Times Union, when the circus was here a couple of years ago, you had all these people out there protesting about the animals, the elephants, the horses, all the animals there, and we don't have people doing that same thing for a bunch of children who are being basically incarcerated. You can imagine what that 8-year-old is thinking right now, not having seen their parents for months and months and months. A 2-year-old not knowing. Who explains to a 2-year-old what's really going on? How do you explain to them that mommy crossed this border trying to get you a better life and that's why you haven't seen me for 3 months? That's why you've been sleeping on the floor. That's not humanity. That's not what we're about. This country was built on immigrants. This country was built on people looking for an opportunity. And they came here looking for an opportunity. And this should have never happened to their children, period. There's no excuse for it.
Seovatis Tavares Polanco is a fifth grade teacher at the Delaware Community School in the Albany City School District. She traveled to El Paso, Texas, near the southern border this weekend to take part in today's Teach-In for Freedom event to call for an end to the detention of child immigrants.